are live.
Amazing. I think we're just waiting for Am.
I should pull up the notes. There we go. We have one viewer. Hello, one viewer. Thank you for joining. About to share it. Welcome, welcome. Started this a little early. We're still waiting on our final guest and when to hop on. We'll get started in a little bit. Does someone want to play background music?
You got it.
Cool. My co-podcasters hate me.
Isn't it only gonna carry on over to on your side anyway?
No, they can hear you. How do I share this? Share, post. Did Am respond? You were asking about him?
And he's active on Facebook right now. I think he's hop on soon. Hopefully.
Yeah, he's active on Facebook right now.
All right. We'll go ahead and just give some introductions about what TVVN is. Hello, everybody. Welcome to our third podcast. Today we have some exciting news. You won't have to just listen to me and AJ talk amongst each other the whole time. You get some actual special guests that are pretty great people that are putting on this show that probably means a lot to them. AJ, you want to tell them about TVVN and what it is?
Yeah, so excuse me. TVVN is short for Vietnam, and this UVSA South Annual Culture Show. So this will be TVVN Volume 2 this year, and it'll be premiering on March the 13th. So we're really excited to see what our staff and the cast are putting together this year. We have some lovely guests with us tonight to talk a little bit more about TVVN and to give y'all a little bit of insight on how the behind the scenes works as far as being a staff member goes, writing the script and things like that. So we're really excited to have them. I personally have not gotten to be a part of TVVN before, but I know Danny has. Danny was a part of TVVN 1. I know this is really big for him. I know it's really important for Adam, Michelle, and Am, who will be hopping on here in just a second.
Awesome. So, y'all know about us. Let's let our guests introduce themselves, starting off with the executive producer.
Hi guys, I'm Michelle. I'm the current TVVN executive producer. As you guys know, I'm actually originally from the Northeast region, but I just moved here and now, I'm the producer and I'll give it to Adam.
Hello, everyone. I am one half of the script writers. My name is Adam Nguyen. I am a senior at UT Austin right now, and I'm currently studying biochemistry.
Wow. Amazing. And like I said earlier, the other half of the script is Am Wing. Many of y'all who might already know, but for those of you who don't, he is a University of St. Thomas student and he can actually finish his own introduction.
We have our final guest here. He just hopped on. Hello, we are currently giving introductions, so I'm going to pass it off to you, Am. Let him know who you are.
What should I include in it?
You can just talk about yourself, where you're from, and then also what your role is in TVVM.
Okay. What's up, Buttercups? My name is Em Nguyen. I am a student. I go by him, his pronouns. I am a student at the currently at the University of St. Thomas, here in Houston, Texas, for a nursing program. My current role is one of the co-script writers for TVVN.
Yay! Awesome. Thank you everyone for joining us tonight. So just really quick, Michelle, You just mentioned that you moved from Northeast down to South. Welcome, welcome. We're so excited to have you here. But we want to know what drew you to apply for the executive producer position.
So right when I moved here during like June, so like early in the summer during COVID, actually. I saw an application for cabinet. So I actually joined Event Core Cabinet, and then from there, we were like brainstorming ideas and such. And for this year, I wanted to focus a lot on culture and like educating the community and such. And so Lillian and Tommy were actually the people that came up to me and was like, "Hey, you should apply for TVBN." And I'm like, "What's TVBN?" And they're like, "Oh, you know, it's a really awesome cultural show. Like, you know, you have leadership experience. You should try and, you know, go for it." And I was like, okay. So I gave it some thought. Looked at TVBN from last year. And, you know, I was like, oh, that looks really interesting. It looks like something that I kind of did with Rutgers VSA up in Northeast, where we had like a Miss VSA. So it's like a cultural show slash pageant, actually. So it's a little different. But yeah, so I was like, why not? I applied, and then yay, I got it.
I know, yay. Yeah, like I said, we're really excited to have you and excited to see what you, Em, and Adam are putting together this year for TVBN, because like I said, it's a new event for South, but it's a really important one, I think, for the community. I think that's all thanks to Am and Un, his brother, and Wom Un, the other Unwin that's part of South. So I actually wanted to ask the next question to Am. Since you've worked in TVBN before with our very first one, what compelled you to come back as a scriptwriter for TVBN?
So for me, it's a lot of, so in my time with me and Untwin, in our time with South, we've tried to do a lot of initiatives within South, and I think our golden rule was three times and it becomes a, it's a tradition, three times a tradition, right? So I definitely wanted to make sure that our babies continue to become a solid foundation within South's programming and making sure that it continues to be what it can be and grow. And that's really what pushed me back to come back to help with this year, as well as wanting to do the script writing and like have the story I want to share. So that's the part where I see myself come in and share it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I just wanted to make sure that it happened two more times, and then it's tradition, and we let it go and do its thing in South.
Well, I'm sure we're all very happy that you were able to bring this culture show to the South and that you want to still stay involved and be able to watch your little baby grow more. Next up, I want to pass the question over to Adam. So last year, you're actually performance coordinator for the show. Shout out to Julie, who is watching right now. She's one half of the performance coordinators this year. How was the transition between performance coordinator to now being a script writer, and what made you want to also be involved again this year?
So honestly, the transition's been pretty tough. Like, performance coordinating and script writing are honestly two very different things, even though they are both considered to be like in the arts area. Performance coordinating was a lot of fun last year. It's pretty simple, just gathering people together to come out and show their talents and showcase the culture through that way. But going over to script writing, it's like a lot of brain power and brainstorming and thinking about how to like properly write a story that will make us proud of our culture in a way. So yeah, that's how the transition fit for me.
So you mentioned like it was like hard and it was like a difficult transition. I think that can segue into this next question for any of y'all to answer. Right now, of course, we are in the middle of a pandemic and we aren't able to have an in-person culture show. How has that been? What hardships have y'all been through while trying to figure out how to navigate this time and do the first ever online video culture show? M is mouthing Michelle, so I think.
I know. Do you want to answer first, and then I can go in?
Go first. Okay, so definitely it has been really hard, you know, trying to work out filming schedules, working out whether we can bring people together or not. It's one of the reasons why TVVN had to be pushed back a little bit more, so that way, you know, we're taking all safety measures in order to keep, you know, our staff safe, as well as our performers and our actors. So, and you know, it's actually been a lot harder for the script writers as well, because you know, because we're trying to write the story in a way where people, where like our actors and performers can kind of film themselves without having to be like all together in a big group. We're trying to still like, you know, find some creative solutions in order to resolve those problems. And you know, out there to script writers, you know, if you guys have anything to add.
On top of that, it will be how do we incorporate the concept, well, not like the concept of the pandemic into the story itself? How do we make it relatable to the audience where it's not, I feel like, but at this time, with it being almost a full year now, it seems like the pandemic's already been part of our lives. So how do we incorporate that concept into our character's story and how that affects all of our characters? And make it so that it's relatable to the audience. And one of the big themes for this year is how do the audience perceive these characters and how do they internalize the plot into themselves and what morals or like what lessons, moral lessons they can take from the story and apply it to their own lives.
Perfect. Awesome. And with that, I since you did touch on a little bit about incorporating parts into the script and stuff, so for Adam and Am, with it being in the pandemic, and I mean both of y'all are from Houston, but how has the collaboration between you two as script writers been? Like, are there parts of the script where y'all just come up with the scenes on your own first, or do y'all collaboratively make up the scenes together? Or how has this collaboration been between you two and putting in these new ideas and trying to implement it in the smoothest way possible this year?
I think at first we had a meeting with all three of us and we had like the structure, like the bone, like here's the idea we really want. And the three of us, with me, Adam and Michelle, and then we kind of just played off on each other's idea and it kind of grew. And I believe that's part of the natural process of storytelling. It's a very organic process in which the story will unfold itself and we are just there to like follow along the way. For the past couple of months, it's been a lot of we kind of know where we're wanting to go, and then as for the individual scripts, lines, and details, that kind of just unravels naturally between us. So I just kind of fill out some of it or write some of it, and I come back, and then Adam changes it, and I'm like, "Huh, I didn't think about it that way before. This is nice. This is very interesting." And then we kind of just play off each other and what we've written.
Awesome. And Michelle, I know that we only have
Wait,
script
Adam,
writers
did you want to say
today.
something? Go.
I mean, yeah, Am
Cool.
covered it
That's
pretty
fine.
well. It's just like us going back and forth off each other. We laid down the structure already, and then basically working independently on the actual script itself, and then just going back and forth, messaging each other. Just about little things here and there, trying to get it all together for y'all.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Like I was saying, Michelle, I know we only have script writers with us tonight, but can you tell us about the rest of the team that you have been working with, from obviously your script writers to your performance coordinators, performers, actors? I think y'all have like an AV behind the scenes person too. So tell me about the team that y'all have been working with and how it's been these last few months producing TVBN.
So there's definitely a lot going on, and like I can't be more thankful for the like team that I currently have right now, with the script writers being amazing with like all the edits and like being able to keep up with all the changes. Same with my performance coordinators, our performers and actors. Like I had to thank them for like, you know, for being so patient with all of us, like, and with the entire process and everything, because you know, TVVN wouldn't be what it is without them. So I know that, like, you know, Julie and Michelle is working really, really hard on, like, working choreographies, like, trying to come up with different ways on how we are going to film this and film group performances, especially when everyone's so far apart in the first place. And then, you know, thanks to Ryan, you know, we're like slowly piecing it all together, like getting little bits of film here and there. And, you know, I'm just really thankful for them all, honestly.
So we've talked a lot about the hardships that y'all had to go through. We talked a lot about the different, like, moving parts. How about we talk about the actual story? Is there anything y'all can share with us? Nothing too spoilery, anything? I know you want people to tune in, but give them a little something. Give them some script crumbs.
Damn, you look like you
are. I wasn't sure. I was like, man, what am I allowed to say and what am I allowed not to say?
I think y'all can talk about the theme. I know y'all have a theme.
We have about like an 8-second delay between what we say now and what is on the live. So if you say something bad, I'll just stop everything. I'll cut the podcast.
Well, we can start with like the theme first, like how we, you know, and how we built our story around that theme. Like me, Em, and Adam, we actually like right when we first got together, our first meeting, we actually ended up like brainstorming, and it was just like, I don't know, it was just like sparks flying, basically. you gonna start, Em?
Yeah. So the theme this year, when we were brainstorming, we were like, what if it, to play on and pay homage to the first year, right? Let's choose one word that's in Vietnamese. Like, it has to be a Vietnamese theme with, like, a thing. So last year was Một Tờ Cân, and this year we're thinking about the, what do we want to call this script? We want it to be vague enough that it has some mystery to it, but deep down, when you watch the show, it will make sense at the end, right? We learned the concept of that last year with Một Tờ Cân. And so this year, the big motif is about identity, right? Like, who am I, what am I doing, and what is my purpose? Like, all these questions, how does that relate to us in our current time? And I'm trying to pick my words very carefully. so the the word we chose, or the title we chose, it means directly translates to who. In Vietnamese, AI means who, like who's there, like Ai Đó. But it's also a homophone for the American word I, as in myself and who I am. So who am I is like Tôi là ai, right? But we shortened it to just I. And that is the theme of this year's story.
It is also.
I feel as that's comfortable as I'm about to share.
Okay, that's really fine. I like that.
I want to not give it away. Hey, I think that's the first time the theme has been like shown or told, right? It's exclusive here on the podcast.
It's on the event page.
It's on the event page. Yeah, I think it's only on the event page that we haven't like formally announced like the theme. Yeah. But
event page. That's awesome. I really like the double entendre.
I do too. Like, I think that's super nice.
I is also Japanese for love, so triple entendre.
With that being said, and with the whole theme being announced to everybody via podcast live stream, how do you want the audience to connect to the story and to their culture through this, you know, Volume 2 TVBN? I feel like we touched a little bit on it, but just to kind of elaborate more on the theme and what you hope that viewers and your audience kind of experience with this this year's culture show.
Okay, I guess I'll go first. So because this year's theme is like basically like who am I, and like self-identity, so I believe like a lot of our viewers are like the community, like we're all kind of in a place where It's kind of like self-discovery in a way. It's like finding who you are while you're going through college. It's like, oh gosh, I don't want to like say too much.
Their lips very tight about this story, and it's
making
me even more curious. We should do like a Hot Ones thing where we feed them spicy wings and they'll all just slip out.
It's very juicy, like, so we're trying not to spoil it for you guys. Yeah, so it's basically that overall theme with the characters as well. So you're kind of embarking on a journey with them when you are going to be attending TVBN, basically. Adam, M, you want
to
like...
I had to reread what we typed up for the theme description so I know like which information has been released so far, right? And I think it's safe to say whenever I first pitched this idea to Mitch, right, I described it as if you ever watch a slice of life anime or like a slice of life K-drama, it's very much that where the audience is able to really identify with one of the main protagonists in their character arc and their storyline and what they have to overcome in the story. And that's one of the big takeaways is I want the audience to be able to relate to at least one or multiple aspects of certain characters, internalize like this is what something that I'm going through myself and able to learn from these situations that unfold.
And then going off of that, it's like, of course, everyone has a different identity and life story, right? So we have to try to make the story and the characters as flexible as possible in order for everyone to be able to relate to it. Mm-hmm. That's a challenge there.
Well, so then speaking of that, there is very clearly a theme of identity, of I, who am I, and stuff like that. Between all three of y'all, what key themes do you resonate the most with, whether it be with something that a character does or is, or overall, like what you try to put in the writing, what do y'all resonate with the most?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm trying to get the juicy deep, you know. I'm just trying to please the viewers.
Can you repeat the question?
What key themes in this culture show do you resonate the most with, whether it be something that a character does or something that how a character is, or just how in the script writing process, what themes you wanted to highlight, what resonates the most with you? I'll let y'all think about that for a little bit while I take a moment to pay some bills and thank the wonderful sponsors of our show today. The sponsors for our show today are us, the Cores, because we have an amazing mixer coming this Wednesday. Me, Asia, and Angela from Gulf Coast have put together this Gulf Coast and South mixer where we will all be able to meet up on Discord and we have a fun night of events planned so that you can get to know your sister region. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that everyone should attend. You know, you have a night where you just hop on the Discord, talk to some new people, meet some new people, and we'll facilitate activities and games. Asia, do you want to add any more about the mixer?
Yeah, our event page is actually up right now, so be sure to mark yourself as interested or going, and be sure to keep
not
up.
Interested. Interesting is
okay.
Nothing to me.
You're going.
Going right now.
You're going, and that's it. we'll be dropping our South GC Discord soon. And yeah, the three of us are super excited to host something like this for the first time ever. Shout out to GC and Angela, their core, because she has been so amazing to work with. And we're really excited for Wednesday. It's Wednesday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. So we'll see y'all there.
All right, we have sufficiently paid our bills. I hope we gave y'all enough time to think about your answers. Let's start with Adam.
I don't know how much I could say without actually spoiling the story, though.
That's fine. Just say what your heart feels like you want to say.
Let me think. Need a little bit more thinking time, but...
Okay. Pass it off to Michelle.
Okay. So out of the three main characters, I think I would relate most to... I would say Isaiah the most, because I feel like when I was going through college, you know, Hold on. Let me just think about my words real quick.
Man.
We're doing, they said we're keeping it a secret.
What surprise! There's three main characters.
You know, it's in the sh- it's. I'm actually looking at our event page.
Exactly. I was like, let me make sure.
I'm like, let me see if I can. So Isaiah is a person who's always ready to lend a helping hand, and I feel like, you know. Oh goodness, I can't say much because there's more to
just
it.
Just give me some vague themes. Just give me some feelings. Very, things you want to highlight
but
that
you're the type of person who's always looking out for others. And so I would say that I relate a lot to that character, especially because I always try to look out for my friends and and such. So, yeah.
Y'all don't even have to like name characters. Y'all can just say, oh, there is this one part where blah, 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 and I felt like I resonated with that. Or, yeah, one of the key themes in the script is that unity aspect. You know, stuff like that. Keep it vague, but give some details.
I see. So, I can go next. It has to deal with two of our main protagonists. I think the moment that big climax hits with the fallout, it's a very intense and emotional a moment for our characters in the story. And then I feel like it resonates a lot with the audience that we are trying to approach. Right, and which is everyone, but like specifically a smaller group, and it all makes sense when you watch it. I think there's a level of trauma, an trigger warning for everyone's watching. There will be an intense moment of consequences of our actions and the consequences of what we are born into, because there are a certain degree of things we can change about our lives and things we can do, and there's just some things that these are the cards that we're dealt with. So how do we make the most out of what we're given, and given our situation with the pandemic and like other things in our lives, what can we do now that these things have happened? Because they're all out of our hands, but what's in our hands is our ability to react to it and our ability to take our life into our own hands and own up to our actions. And I think that's a very brave thing to do, like a very brave thing to do, to own up to your own responsibilities. And that's something our characters all have to go through, is to how do I grow from the fallout of my consequences and learn from this whole scenario, like this whole drama that's going to be unfolding in front of me. And even though it's tough, how do I pick up the broken pieces and like continue on living and learn from it? And I think that's beautiful.
It sounds beautiful. I'm excited to hear.
No,
it sounds way more poetic than
that's
like
so
what it's gonna be.
Wow,
amazing.
Plot twist, they are the actors too.
Okay, Adam, did you get sufficient time? Too bad.
My turn. I hope this is vacant. So I guess one of the things that a lot of the characters have to deal with is that your own path and identity is not forged just by yourself. It, of course, is forged by the people in your lives. So there is a big battle that I resonate with, is balancing the path or balancing how your path is built by yourself and then by others in a way. So yeah, I just really resonate with that battle a lot.
Thank you all for sharing that. I'm sorry if I put you all in a tough position, but I think the viewers were happy about it. I've been hearing y'all talk and mention about the pandemic and how that has played into the story and stuff, so that I kind of want to touch on that more. This has been a pretty tumultuous time for everybody. How has current events that have been happening around us, such as a worsening pandemic, rising calls for racial justice, and a tumultuous transition of presidency, played into the actual script of this show? Do I need to do that thing where I like write out what I said in the sidebar so y'all can read it?
No, but I think to answer it from the story perspective, we didn't, personally, I didn't want to take the story in any kind of political direction, because we are, once again, a 501c3 nonprofit, and there are some things we can and cannot say. But I think to relate to this tumultuous time, as you said, is that there's a lot of emphasis on mental health and mental awareness and being able to spot signs and being able to take care of yourself. Where do I stretch myself too thin? How do I take care of myself in such a chaotic environment? So I think we really take it on a personal level, the effects of what living through the 2020 has been like, and then instilling it into one of our characters to see how do we react and how can we react to such a difficult time, and how does that fallout look like whenever that straw broke the camel's back and then things happen.
Yes. And to basically add on to that, it's from that story perspective and relating back to, current events that are going on right now, you will see, in a way, or our viewers should be able to relate to, what's going on right now. I know some of the audience would be, they're still currently in school right now, you're not able to see your friends, and you're not able to really have that, physical connection. So how are you able to kind of, in a way, explore the world, but, trying to find yourself when you're so isolated at the same time. So it's really interesting. It'll be a very interesting story. So
y'all have planned and written and are going to create something really, really beautiful, and I'm excited for it. But I do want to know, obviously it's not flowers and sparkles all day, every day when it comes to writing the script and trying to plan a culture show in the middle of a pandemic. So what are some things that y'all have been doing to try to get the creativity flowing when you're experiencing writer's block, or do you just have no idea what the next steps are to take and things like that?
I think for me, it was just to take a break. If nothing's coming, take maybe sleep on it, give it a day or two to come back. And then maybe then that will work. And then sometimes I just write, even though it doesn't make sense, if it gets something on paper, then, or I guess here it's on our platform that we used to write, get something written down electronically, then maybe that would trigger something and push it back. So sometimes I just force myself to write even an act or a scene out. Even if it's not what I intended, I can always go back and redo it. Or that's what's helping me, just taking it in small bursts, or just not take a break and do something else and come back and maybe, the lightning bolt will go off and then something comes.
Personally, for me, it's I have to force myself to sit down in front of my computer and just look at the script, trying to get stuff to come out. Because once it's off my computer screen, basically, it's out of sight, out of mind in a way, but not too much. Of course, I am still trying to think of stuff along the way to make the story better, but I do have to force myself to sit down and be like, all right, let's get this done. Do it now.
Awesome, awesome. And, with all of it coming to an end, I think pretty soon, we're approaching the end of January, and like we said, TVVN is March 13th. What has been the most fulfilling part of being on staff for TVVN, and what's something that has come about that, you'll always have a piece of when it comes to TVVN or culture show and things like that?
Well, that was a loaded question. Well, honestly, this is kind of my first time being a producer, to kind of produce a story, to see it slowly coming to life. It's, it's still a work in progress, so I can't really answer all the questions right as of now, but right now I'm really happy with where we are in the scripts. We're getting there. And I'm really happy to have such a great crew with me, because without them, like, I wouldn't have been able to resolve all these, like, problems that came up, you know, with, like, filming, with, like, script changes, editing, and all this other stuff, you know, so, you know, I don't know, this is, like, my first experience doing this, so that will always be with me, for sure.
I think I always enjoyed the event planning process and seeing, like, ideas come to life and, like, oh, it's just an idea, but then, like, a few months later, it's happening, it's actually happening in front of us. I think I always enjoy that. But for this year, there have been a lot of changes and a lot of, like, surprises along the way. Some of them were great, some of them were not so great. But you know what? As a team, we were able to come together and overcome them. So, us as, like, struggling to overcome different obstacles together, that's really fun. Our late night calls and hanging out with each other has really helped all the slumps and the downers. I guess it's not, for me, it's not always one particular moment that takes away. I think it's the whole experience and then meeting new people and working with different people and different teams. But I'm really excited for where the story is coming, how it's coming along. And oh, we are so excited to show you whenever it happens.
For me, it's culture has always been, like, a big part of my identity personally. Like, as some of you may know, I am currently culture chair at University of Texas at Austin VSA, Texas VSA, shout out. but yeah, also TVVN was also my very first project or staff role in South, so it's always going to have, like, a special place in my heart, and I'm glad to have come back again this year.
So in that vein, I think my next question for y'all is, who are our skit actors? I'm just kidding. Em was like,
Lillian, hello?
I know it isn't announced yet. I was just trying to catch y'all off guard. Okay. How about in this whole process of script writing and trying to get filming parts together and stuff like that, what has been the most fun so far? Just, like, up till this point, what has been, like, a moment where you're like, wow, like, this was great, this was a good experience, and I'm glad that I signed up to be a part of this?
I have to just pick one.
No, you can talk about as many as you'd like. I like that answer. She's like, the whole journey.
No, the whole
the
thing.
The friends we made along the way.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, like, for someone that just moved here and, like, being able to, like, get, you know, really get connected within the region and really, like, be able to get to know you guys and, like, you know the script writers, the performance coordinators, and, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I'm having fun, y'all.
Like, we love to see it.
We do.
I don't know. It's just, I don't know. It's an experience, especially since, you know, it's still COVID, but being able to do all this is kind of amazing. And being able to execute it, you know, in the end is even better.
I don't want to cop out with that answer, but, you know, it's about the journey, y'all. It's about the journey. If I had to choose one specific moment, I think, I can't remember what day it was, Michelle and Adam, it was that first meeting we met in, like, early November, I think, for some reason, because we had a timeline back in November, and then I was reading Mitch's, what she had down, and I thought she wanted us to write the whole story in a month, and I freaked out for a little bit, and she was like, no, I just want this part, and I freaked out, because I thought she was like, I need the scripts by Thanksgiving. And it was already, like, the first week of November, and I freaked out, and I was like, ma'am, I can get you the plot, but not the whole story. And then, yeah, that's what she meant, and then we spent the rest of that meeting, like, just bouncing ideas off each other, and then, like, it kind of took shape, and that's when we knew we had something good, and then it kept growing from there, and I think from that moment, it was a fun ride. Like, we kept throwing off ideas, and then we kept adding more and more to the story.
It's just been really fun meeting everyone on the staff. Of course, like, I worked at AM last year for TVVN, or first TVVN, and then, but then there is Michelle, there's New, and Julie. Ryan, of course, you worked with him last year as well. And then Michelle Nguyen, she was on that crew. I forget the terminology for it. But yeah, basically, it's just seeing like old friends, new friends, and it's all coming together and I like expanding that way.
Fun.
Why'd you say it like that?
I don't know because I feel like I'm missing out on something. I
You
just.
are.
Oh. Oh No, that's okay. Awesome. Well, we do have like one more question for you before we close off today. Danny and I were just wondering if we as Core can have a cameo in
Okay, I think
TPV.
everyone is wondering this. All of the viewers, everyone in UBC South is just wondering if we
Yeah,
get
like,
the
since we.
cores.
It would just make sense, right? Like, just to have us here.
I can make it happen. I know exactly where to put y'all in.
Wait.
You heard it here first. You heard the first two announced actors of the culture show. Wow.
Wow. We'll see y'all in March.
Thank you all so much for being a part of this podcast. I was really happy to be able to look inside of your creative brains and hear about the process of getting to this point. I'm, of course, really excited to see the show, as is everybody else. Did y'all want to add anything right now? Do you want to close off with anything or closing sentiments about the show for y'all?
Guess I go first again. I don't know. Come out to TVBN. Thank you so much for having us on your show. It's been real. It's been fun. I hope you guys are just as excited as I am for the event. So, yeah.
Yes, thank you for having us on your podcast. I think for the audience, we're excited to see you at TVBN this year and be open to you're ready to watch this story and be open to all of the things that are gonna go down and be open to the messages that we have for y'all.
Yeah, this podcast has been really fun to be on with y'all. But yeah, I'm really excited for the show to come out. It has been a long, long journey for all of us, especially with everything going on. So I hope y'all can come out and support.
Yeah, thank you so
Yeah.
much for taking the time out to be with us. Y'all were like our first real guests on the show, and we were so excited to have y'all and to talk about TVBN in depth like this. So we really appreciate y'all. We appreciate your time. And I think with that is the end of tonight's episode. Thank y'all so much for tuning in tonight. We really appreciate y'all and your time and your support. And we will see y'all next month.
No, we'll
Oh,
see y'all in 2 days
we
on
have
Wednesday at the Gold
one
Coast UVSA South Mixer. Let them know when the culture show is again. Everyone, tune in
We'll see
on
y'all March
March
13th.
13th. March 13th. March 13th.
Yay! Thank you, everyone. I tried to always say it at the same time and it'd be like this.
Oh.
Okay, bye.
Bye.